Since the program got underway this year, Illinois Supreme Court Chief Justice Thomas Kilbride says there haven't been any major problems to report.
All the reports are that the press and media are working together famously well.
In addition to media outlets working well with each other, Kilbride says there appears to be a good working relationship with judges.
There are some judges who are cooperative and some who are not always so cooperative. But I think certainly all those judges who have decided to participate are interested in working with the media.
Kilbride made those comments over the weekend at the spring convention for the Illinois News Broadcasters Association. That's when he announced the 17th Judicial Circuit would join the program. Joseph McGraw is the chief judge for the 17th Circuit, which includes the Rockford metro area. He says the next step is to have representatives of the Illinois Supreme Court meet with local court personnel and members of the media to discuss policy matters related to the program. After that, a working group would be formed to sort out logistical matters and how media requests would be handled within the circuit. McGraw says there's no way to predict just how many requests the court might deal with initially, but he says a high level of interest can be expected.
I really can't quantify. I think there'll be a definite interest in the beginning in perhaps the homicide cases or other cases that seem sensational.
And McGraw says with the 17th being one of the largest population bases accepted into the program, it should serve as a good measuring stick for the Illinois Supreme Court when evaluating the success of the initiative.
We have all the media network affiliates as well as local dailies and numerous other print and radio coverage taking place, and I think that we will be able to provide a good representative sample.
Before it decides whether to expand into Cook County, the High Court says it wants to see how things play out in smaller judicial circuits. Jennifer Fuller is president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association. She says it's early in the process, but she agrees with the Chief Justice's assessment that the program appears to have gotten off to a good start.
I'm in touch with some of the folks that are already working, especially in the Quad Cities area, which was the first circuit to come online. In a lot of ways, it's happening really seamlessly, and I'm really glad to see that we're all kind of just jumping and saying, yes, we can do this, and we can make this happen without much disruption.
Fuller also agrees that expanding into areas like Rockford will give the project more depth.
I think that it's really important that markets of all different size are a part of the trial because we all have different perspectives. We all bring a little bit of a different idea to the table. And this is really going to allow all of us, both the court officials and the media, to work together and say, okay, well, this is what works here, and this is what works here.
And while there seems to be a lot of optimism about the direction of Illinois' experiment with cameras and courts, not everyone is ready to dive in. The 13th Judicial Circuit, which includes LaSalle County, announced last month it would hold off on submitting an application. It says it wants to observe the effort in other circuits before revisiting the matter. The chief judge had previously expressed concerns about the practice becoming too much of a distraction for trial participants. Fuller says the INBA has been holding seminars to educate its members about the rules of the program. She also stresses that the media has been covering trials for a long time and is well aware of the decorum of a courtroom. Fuller says now there's just an added learning curve for media members here in Illinois. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.